Up Headlines.
Well, as the guys just mentioned, Paul Pierce getting his number 34 retired yesterday. As for the Celtics themselves, they got blown out by the Cavs. 121-99. LeBron James, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 10 assists in the win. Brad Stevens impressed by James and the new players around him.
They've had good players the whole time. I mean, they've obviously got a great player that has the ball a lot that you've got to account for in all of the different situations they put him in, and then he's surrounded by shooters. And those guys all can score the ball. The two guys rolling to the rim really hurt us tonight as well. And, you know, we didn't defend at our normal rate. We came out really playing well offensively again. But, you know, credit them. They played really well.
Celtics are back at it Wednesday when they take on the Clippers. Bruins, meanwhile, picked up a 5-3 win over the Devils last night. Adam McQuaid, the game winner for Boston, they're back at it tomorrow when they take on the Flames. Colts have their new head coach, Indianapolis, going with Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. It is a 5-year deal. And former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel announced he's been diagnosed as bipolar and is now taking medication for it. Sports Up Headlines brought to you by MassachusettsCosmetic.com, offering a huge New Year's special on testosterone replacement therapy and Gaines Wave treatments. Call 877-577-5476. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Up. Your next update in 30 minutes.
Make it your homepage.
A connection.
98.5thesportshub.com.
Now.
Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Reporting to spring training in Fort Myers. Can you feel the excitement, guys? Get you amped up for that? Hardy? Baseball!
Is that what that is?
This is from Major League. What do you think?
Oh my God, it is.
Red Sox!
Cora leaning over the fence watching the players come in from the parking lot.
That's good. I watched that almost in its entirety a couple of weeks ago. Holds up. You can sit down and watch that movie.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. Totally do.
No reliance on technology. Nobody reaching into their pocket and grabbing a flip phone makes it, you know, transports you to another time. Nope, it's fine.
Call the hotel room phone.
Like,
right? Get me on my hotel room phone. On the road. Okay, so
are we doing this for real?
Yeah, no, here's my thought. Here's my thought. I'll be almost 33. And I can't recall in my lifetime the Red Sox meaning less than they do right now. And that is plenty of bad years that had teams that had low expectations that people cared more about seeing and watching and paying attention to in the month of February or March, before the season even begins, than right now. I've never felt that the Red Sox are more off the radar than they are at this very moment.
It's a function of a lot of different things. Number one, the way they ended the season, much like the season before. Number two, no big off-season acquisitions for us to talk about. No huge upset. Now, what should be a point that we should be talking about is the manager. And there should be something going on. I mean, this is a big enough change to where you'd think that would be enough to put them on the radar. But we've been down this road a couple of times now over the last few years, and you're starting to get the sense that it doesn't make that much of a difference, that maybe the manager isn't necessarily the problem or the answer. I mean, with John Farrell, they win the World Series in 2013, and then they stink on hot ice for a couple of years immediately afterward, and it just... Apathy is a terrible, terrible thing when it comes to a sports team. I think people are feeling, take them or leave them. It'll change. It'll get better once the season starts. But for right now, with the Bruins playing the way they are, with the Celtics giving us so much to talk about, with what just happened in the Super Bowl, there's a lot of reasons why they're a distant fourth right now in terms of the conversation in this town. And I don't see anything changing that anytime soon.
Well, not only that, the two winner teams are playing well. I mean, I know the Celtics have had kind of a crappy week, but Bruins are playing well. The Celtics have a good team. We have two winner teams that are worth your time and your investment. The Patriots were just in the Super Bowl a week ago. So those are contributing factors. But you know what I think the main factor is?
Rochie not being there?
This roster, this team. So Rochie is not going to spring training. If you heard us talking about that this morning in the crossover with TNR, Rochie's not going. Found that out over the weekend because we were planning on having Rochie on from Fort Myers.
A couple few times a day.
Like he's done for, what, 8 years? 8 seasons of baseball here? He's always done that. Right? Comes on like once a show. What's going on in Fort Myers today? What's up with the Red Sox? Tell me something. Tell me something. Talk to me, Rochie. And Rochie would give us his updates from Fort Myers.
We used to get to play Everything is Awesome once a day for that week.
Yes. And Rochie would tell us about, you know, the smell of the fresh cut grass and the beautiful Florida sunshine and Mookie Betts is amazing. And we would do all that. We would do that song and dance every year. Rochie's trip was booked and then he was told it was canceled by the powers that be. And I can't fault anybody for making that decision. And my assumption, I don't know this, I've asked, but people don't answer my texts. My assumption is that because the content's not valuable enough, the station is saying, we're not gonna use our budget to go to spring training this year. What if the Bruins are in the Cup Finals? What if the Celtics are in a big playoff series on the road? We're going to budget for those things down the road. We're not going to budget for spring training. No one gives a crap about this team. And if that's the thought process, and again, that's my assumption, that that was the thought process behind it, how could you fault anybody for thinking that way? Because last night, I could tell you, watching Channel 5, there was a tease for Lynchy with Alex Cora. And I was like, yeah, that's not worth staying up for. Click, go to bed.
I just think...
And I'm like, I didn't even think of that until this morning when thinking about the Rochie thing. And I'm like, I saw the tease for Cora Lynchy. And I was like, oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I almost give a damn about seeing Alex Cora. Click.
Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, nope. I don't care.
Dave Dombrowski.
Yeah. I mean, Cora could have said the most amazing, detailed comment about the team and camp. He could have told us that David Price is an a-hole.
My girlfriend Angelica.
I would have missed it. I would have totally missed it last night because I just can't bring myself to give a damn. And that's the honest truth. And I just know there's a lot of other people that feel exactly the same way I do.
What if it was with Sandy Alomar?
Sandy Alomar Senior.
Senior, yeah. I might consider it.
Okay,
I might
junior.
Consider it.
Senior.
But again, I sat there and watched an hour of Paul Pierce retirement ceremony yesterday and couldn't extend myself the extra 3 minutes to hear the manager of the Red Sox. That should tell you something. I watched the Olympics last night and I didn't watch Alex Cora on the news. That should tell you something.
Camila and Jerry L.
And the Olympics for the most part suck.
I just think it's kind of short-sighted, Beto. The way you laid it out with, you know, what if the Bruins are, you know, make it to the Cup Final? What if, you know, Celtics have a really deep run? All this stuff, we've got a limited budget. We can only afford so much. We're going to save our money for one or both of those. Fine, that makes sense. Because oh, by the way, nobody cares about this team. But one of the reasons why they do care about it is you have a guy who's in with this team. And Roach is in with that team. I mean, when John Lester wouldn't say much, but when he did, he would speak to Dan Roach. Same thing with Josh Beckett, right? I mean, these are guys that he would talk to, and it gives people a reason.
Jason Veritek.
Jason Veritek, very tight.
But this is my point.
But Dan Roach,
and John Lester was here, and he wanted to speak. No one would care that John Lester was speaking. But maybe I'm wrong on that because John Lester is someone that people liked and were invested
yes.
in. Whereas that is not true of any player on this team. Who do you want to hear from on this team right now? If Rochie was down there and you said, ooh, he doesn't talk to many people, but he talked to Rochie, which member of that Red Sox team do you care to hear about right now?
Hold on. I got to see if I can name a member of the
Even
Red
if
Sox
they signed J.D.
Right
Martinez. You curious to hear from him? No?
Nope.
No.
Chris Sale's not going to say anything.
Tim, you got anybody? Anybody you want to hear from on this team?
No.
Name a guy.
This is why it's a great decision. They're doing what every fan is doing. Show me. Show me first, and then I'll pay attention.
And give me a reason why I should do this.
It seems to me that's one of the feathers that station has in their cap. We've got a guy who's in with the Red Sox. So play to that. Use that. Use that to your advantage. Because at some point, people will start caring. And it's an investment. You have them down there. Building up the goodwill. Building up the trust. Starting the narrative now. I just feel bad for Rochie.
I do too.
He loves it. Wants to be there. Sucks.
Just that same restaurant for dinner every night.
Steak and Ale?
Whatever it is. He goes to the same place every night. Gets the same thing.
The same meal at the same restaurant every night?
Yeah. Salad with grilled chicken, yeah.
Yeah.
God. All right, I don't feel bad
anymore. That's the beauty of Rochie. Don't you know these things?
The usual.
Give me the huge. But, again, I just don't know that anybody cares.
Not right now.
Not right now.
But isn't it in their interest to get people to start caring?
Whose interest?
WBZ TV.
Why? Do they cover the games? Do they carry the games on their station?
No, but they got a guy who talks about the games, a guy who people know is embedded with the Red Sox. One of the reasons why you pay attention to
what
Dan,
do we
because
do
he
here?
Knows what's going
what
on with that team.
Our job is to talk about what people are talking about.
If you want to know something going on with the Red Sox, would you ask Dan Roach?
Sure.
Yes, because he knows.
Yes.
I'm a big baseball guy. I tried to read stuff about the Red Sox, and I got bored two paragraphs in this weekend.
You're preaching to the choir. I was on NBC Sports the other night. They started talking about J.D. Martinez, and then they started talking about maybe making a trade in center field. But, how are you going to replace the defense? I said, look, I talk about offense in February under protest. I'm not talking about center field or defense. I'm not doing it. You guys go ahead and chat away. I'll just sit here. Go. Leave me out of it. I don't know. No. But it's not me you're trying to convince you. You're going after the baseball diehards. Keep them invested in Dan Roach. Dan Roach is one of your products. Baseball, that Red Sox, Dan Roach. They should have sent him.
If you missed our announcement an hour ago, there's no more CBS Sports Minutes on this show. There's no more CBS Sports Minutes on this show or on Felger and Maz or on Adam Jones. You will still get them on Toucher and Rich. You will still get Boomer in the morning. You will not get the CBS Sports Minute, though, for the rest of the day.
Hey, sports fans. Time for the weird,
Zolak,
the wild, Bertrand, and the unexpected.
How's the butler?
Tight. It looks good.
Good.
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Charlie Morton, Mike Lowell, David Ortiz, Euculus, Dave Dombrowski, Davey Johnson, Dustin Pedroia, Juan Centeno, Kevin Millar, Tony La Russa, Kelly Pedroia, Tito Francona, Ron Renneke, Sandy Alomar Sr.
A lot of positive reaction to the lack of CBS Sports Minutes on this show.
Sorry, just got distracted for 1 second. We'll get right back to it.
Why were you distracted?
A tweet from Jim Irsay about a half an hour ago.
Do tell.
So excited to have Frank Reich on board. Says he's excited.
Is it real? Oh, my God.
It's verified. So excited to have Frank Reich on board. It's exciting. I wore my special Gordon Gartrell shirt for the photo. What is that?
That shirt?
Where are they, too?
It looks like he's at
He needs some updating in that house.
Looks like he's at his house.
Look at those built-ins.
A lot of plants. What are those plants exactly?
They're for medicinal purposes. I need grow lights installed in those canisters. Get an electrician over here. It's going to be exciting. Yeah, very, very dated. I don't like those columns there.
So
yeah, it's dated, including the newspaper. Get it?
Oh, I get. Oh, because.
And then the Colts later on tweeted out him signing his contract with a little eyeball emoji on the top of it.
All right. Well, that's pretty.
They're making
funny.
Fun of themselves.
That's funny. That's good. So you know it was taken today. I get it. Okay, good.
Need to see him holding today's newspaper.
Yeah.
Exciting. It's exciting. You don't like the columns, huh? I bet if you painted them, you'd be okay. Pretty dark room.
It's dark, yeah. And I don't like those built-ins.
No?
With the glass doors?
They're closed-in built-ins.
Yeah.
Not a fan of that?
No.
Like open built-ins?
Like open.
Open. Open. Open.
What was the name of that guy who got busted with the 44 kilos?
Esteban Loaiza.
Yeah, get him on the phone. That's exciting.
It's 44 pounds.
I like the cut of his jib. Pounds or kilos? Kilos, 2.2 pounds. Estimated street value, $480,000 U.S. I'm going to give him 4 Bitcoin for the whole thing right now and pay his bail.
I didn't know that Jim Irsay was into the Bitcoin craze.
Yep, it's exciting. Cyber currency. Working on cyber opioids next. The cyber car with a cyber briefcase full of Bitcoin that I can drive around picking up my candy.
So Zoe is out with the flu again today.
Yes, he is.
Which is unfortunate for him. But he followed Reich at Maryland, as he discussed last week, briefly. I'd like to get a story or two out of Zoe on that guy.
Oh, that's okay. That makes sense. Sorry, a little coffee caught my throat. Yeah, fake promo. Fine. Good. I don't care. So that's why Zoe was so excited on the text chain, texting us from his deathbed.
What did he text?
He wanted to know. oh, my God. He's texting up a storm this
right
morning.
Right now?
Started on, right when the show started. Roach is pissed. Show announcement? Question mark. Did McCone say 20 kilos? Holy moly, says Zoe.
Oh, my God. He's texting up a storm.
I talked to Zoe yesterday.
Yeah, what'd he say?
He learned how to do, like, streaming on the TV without watching it on the phone. You know how he had a problem with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, being sick in bed for 5 days will do it for you.
Smart TV. I talked to him yesterday, too. He's watching a lot of The Office. A lot of episodes of The Office.
He also texted us a screen grab of Marquise Flowers being upset with Greg Bedard. Marquise Flowers retweeted Boston Sports Journal's defensive breakdown. Bedard's defensive breakdown. Marquise Flowers' role among bigger failures than Butler issue. Marquise Flowers retweeted that and said, so you get all the answers more than Coach Belichick? More than Coach Belichick that has been to more Super Bowls than you have been with women. Oh, there's a mature response from Marquise Flowers.
Well, if that were in fact true, I'd say that's actually commendable. You know, I don't know how long Bedard's been with his wife, but it's been for a long time. He wasn't out there, you know, trying to prove something, you know, being promiscuous. No, what's wrong with that? Belichick's been to a lot of Super Bowls.
11.
Yeah. So what? He's saying that. So Bedard could have been with 10 women. I mean, it's.
So you're saying it's not much of a put down?
Well,
I'd say the majority of the country would be in that category.
Average number of people you slept with. Let's go. Well, you know, let's do the exact number. We'll shoot it around the room. McCone, you go first. Men and women. Count them both. You have to break
right,
it down.
Hold on.
Both sexes.
That changes things, yeah.
We're going to recalculate. Carry the three.
Give that one half credit.
Because I'm not sure. Hey, if you're not sure, can counted. I count it twice? Yeah.
Will is in Newton with a Red Sox spring training top. Will.
Hey, guys. Just a quick side note on this whole thing is that the spring training game is going to be on Boston 25 this year because of their partnership with Nesson. So I wonder if that played into not sending Rochi to essentially promote programming. It's going to be on Boston 25.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I really doubt that's the reason.
Well, are they... Like, is Butch Stearns going down?
I don't know.
He's still with Boston 25,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Of Great. And if they do, does anyone give a damn?
Great.
Does anyone care?
Swell.
Terrific.
But that makes sense. No, that's a plausible theory. I mean, we wouldn't send someone down there because it's not our team. The Sports Hub wouldn't send someone to spring training.
We haven't.
Nor would we. I'm willing to accept that theory. You dismissed it. I will not dismiss that. I'm not Beetle. Okay. I don't dismiss that.
I rejected it, but you can do whatever you want with it. Scott and Rentham. Hi, Scott.
It's a really good show, actually.
What show?
What?
Are we doing a
Tell
show?
What?
I don't know. Being sick is going to save me money because I'm going to get rid of cable.
Uh-oh.
The Fire Stick is amazing. I can't believe that this Fire Stick has been in my kid's room for 2 years now, and I've never known how to work it. And it's the magic stick. It really is.
It's got a magic stick in your bedroom. Find out what show he's been listening to up until this point.
Hey, and then I find out you can watch Goodfellas on it. I watched Goodfellas again last night.
All right. Thank you for calling.
That's impressive.
Roachie's pissed.
Okay. Yeah, have you talked to him?
I think they had an inkling, like, when we were out at the Super Bowl doing all that coverage.
Hold on a second. I just realized this was Zoe. I've been 45 seconds in. I just realized it was. I thought it was just some lunatic. Sorry, Zoe. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I think during our Super Bowl coverage, mentioned. And
doesn't sound like it.
I guess they're just pulling back some stuff. I don't think they think they're a hot topic right now. I don't know.
So have you, like, you've heard that he's actually upset.
Yeah, but why wouldn't he be? It's Mr. Baseball.
Well, I mean, I know, but like pissed off at somebody or just upset that he's not going?
I think with Dan, so he's I think Dan's like sneaky evil, though. Like, ultimately, he could kill someone over this, but he's more upset than he is actually pissed at somebody. You know what I mean? He's mad at the fact he's not going as opposed to, okay,
yeah,
he's not
he should be now. Mad at the Red Sox. He should be mad at the Red Sox for sucking and not being
right,
interested.
Right, but they're not a story. Right.
I don't want to hear any more talk of cord cutting. You understand me? Unless you want to be on someone's S list.
I'm ultimately not going to cut the cord because then, right. Like, how am I going to watch news?
Because you know? There's a certain someone in my house that will never speak to you again if you do that. You want that? You want to be on her bad side?
Nope.
All right.
But they got this new thing, this special I saw, too. When you're sick, you watch, you read the paper a little bit. And Fios has this, the trundle.
Bias.
Are you medicated?
Know what you're talking.
Are you medicated?
No, God no. Yeah, I actually am. Yeah, Tamiflu.
Okay.
You got any Frank Reich stories?
Oh my God, he's one of the most boring people. You were talking about. Oh my God, Frank's one of the most boring guys to ever be around. But he's a great guy. If that makes any sense. I mean, it's like hanging out with Tom. You know, he's not going to say much. You know, like T-Bone doesn't say anything, but you know T-Bone's a great guy. You know, he's not Boomer. But the guy led two of the biggest comebacks in the history of football at the collegiate level and the pro level, man. It's Frankie Reich. I'm happy for him. He's going to make more money than Josh next year. Jesus. How about that?
Do you think the narrative in Indianapolis today is, well, it really was between two offensive coordinators, and thank goodness the one backed out on us. We got the one who actually won the game.
I'm more intrigued with the dark library at Jim Irsay's house where he's, like, creepily signing the contract with that Colt helmet was thrown in there at the last second.
Right. Very very dark in that place.
Look at the stuff, like, hanging, like, the first dollar bill I ever heard from my father. You know, it's hanging in the background. The trees outside the window. I'm like, where the hell is this at? I'm like, that's Irsay's house. That's got to be his house.
Why does he have that very dark desk blotter? I wonder why. Why would you need something dark on a flat surface like that?
Because that's what they had in that movie with it was filmed in Miami where they did a lot of cocaine.
Right.
Yeah.
I want all coffee tables to be black and then with a glass top on them. Don't ask why. Just do it. Have them all replaced.
I want that high back chair that says King on it. It's leather bound.
All right, so feel better.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be in tomorrow.
Okay.
Don't push it.
Yeah, I wouldn't promise those things.
I really didn't know that was him for like 45 seconds, and then I looked over at you and like, why haven't you dumped this guy yet? He's just rambling.
The Scott and Rentham wasn't a...
I wasn't paying attention to that part. I got other stuff. That does not sound like Zoe, though. I mean, he's sick.
Sounds heavily medicated.
He's very sick.
Sounds ill.
Slow speech.
Poor guy.
I'll be in tomorrow.
No.
I don't know that you will.
No. And I don't think it's not even like a contagious thing anymore. Just stay home, rest up. He said.
Are you sure it's not a contagious thing anymore?
Well, and that's not why I'm
not
saying.
Not really
it.
Willing to take that risk.
That's not why I'm saying it, though. If he feels like he sounds, he should take another day. He said he had a fireball in his back. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Just a ball of fire in his lower back.
Read and React is coming up next.
Sports Hub headlines.
All right, the Celtics retiring Paul Pierce's number 34 yesterday. As for the game, it did not exactly go well. The C's losing to the Cavs 121-99. Boston back at it Wednesday when they take on the Clippers. Bruins, meanwhile, picked up a 5-3 win over the Devils last night. Bruce Cassidy on the win.
Well, I'm always happy to get 2 points, Jack. It's not an easy league to win in. We all know that. That's a good team over there. They're desperate in a battle in their division. So we're going to take them and we're going to learn from it. There's some things we need to do better. We know that. And at the end of the day, I guess that's part of the journey. You know, you fix it along the way and be better on Tuesday.
Bruins are off tonight. They'll take on the Flames tomorrow. Colts have their new head coach, as the guys just mentioned. Indianapolis going with Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. He has signed a 5-year deal. Former NFL quarterback Johnny Manziel announced he's been diagnosed as bipolar, taking medication for it. And according to San Diego police, former Major League pitcher Esteban Loaiza was arrested Friday with over 20 kilos of heroin. Sports Hub headlines brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Make 2018 the last year weight loss is your New Year's resolution. Lose it fast and for life with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. I'm Tim McConnell, Boston Tone for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
Are they aliens?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Fantastic chemistry.
98.5, the Sports Hub. It's time to read.
I'm trying to read it here. Hold on.
And react.
Watch how fast air comes out of a football. It's amazing.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
Have a good weekend, all right?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, McCone, let's go. Run the show.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
We jokingly said, hi, Gronk's house.
All right, Eagles tackle Lane Johnson was on Pardon My Take, the podcast from Barstool. He talked about the Patriot Way. Apparently not a huge fan.
The Patriot Way, it's a fear-based organization. Obviously, do they win? Hell yes, they win. They won for a long time. Do I think people enjoy? You can say, I had a lot of fun playing there. No, I don't.
Right.
That's just God honest truth. Are they successful? But when they go to interviews, they act like robots.
Right.
Hey, let's stop being a dickhead. We can be cordial for a little bit. Hey, you only get to do this job one time, so let's have fun while we're doing it.
I like that.
Not to be reckless, but hey, I would much rather have fun and win a Super Bowl than be miserable
win five Super Bowls.
Yeah, win five Super Bowls, but hey.
Eat tomatoes.
No, then you're a loser.
Right? Yeah, five's
you get up
one.
And go to fun, or do you get up and go to work? McCone, what'd you do today?
Went to work.
Went to work.
Grinding.
Get up and go to work. Some people think winning is fun.
No. No, winning is what you do. That's what your job is. Mm. Your job is to win.
Well, I'm saying that the fun comes when you win.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That's the prize. You get to win.
Very easy to talk a bunch of smack in the aftermath.
He's not wrong.
No, look.
Of course, it's more fun to be an Eagle than it is to be a Patriot.
Yes.
Not an incorrect statement. It's his desires that I find fault with. So you'd rather win one Super Bowl having fun than five having less fun, I'll say.
I'm sure it's an absolute hoot playing for the Buffalo Bills. Detroit Lions probably have just a giggle fest every practice.
New York Jets acting like a bunch of clowns eating cheeseburgers.
Good times. Okay. Yeah, you only get a chance to do this once. Would you rather have fun, or would you rather... And they just won the Super Bowl, so fine. You guys did it the ultimate right way. You won the Super Bowl once as a franchise. Once. You start picking on the way other people do it, maybe after you get a couple more under your belt.
Yes.
That might be smarter.
Yes.
Breathe.
Leave him.
React.
All right, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo joined the Gary and Larry show on KNBR.
I'm sorry, that's
apparently that's a real thing.
That's
yeah.
not a thing.
Wait, on which station?
The Gary and Larry show on KNBR.
On KNBR, which had that stupid, moronic Giants banner on Radio Row at the Super Bowl. That was the station I found fault with
the San Francisco Giants banner.
Of course they have a Gary and Larry show.
Yes. It's right after the Bob and Rob show.
Gary and Larry.
All right, well, they asked Jimmy G about the Wickersham article. Here's what he had to say about that.
You want to clear anything up from that ESPN story?
Which one?
You know, the one about, well, that there's a little dysfunction and Belichick would have preferred to have kept you, and then Mr. Kraft said we owe Tom too much.
I don't know anything about that, but I never got locked out of the TB12 store.
There you go. You know enough.
Yeah, so, no, Alex and Tom and his team, they were nothing but good to me when I was in doing them. So, you know, I thank those guys for helping me, and, you know, I don't know where that came from, but it wasn't true.
But never locked out of Guerrero's gym.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Claims he never got locked out of the gym.
No, is it? Was that the main thing you took away, though, from that dysfunctional piece?
No, but that was one of the details related to Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Was that he went to TB12 and the door was locked.
I know. If I were Gary or Larry, I guess I would have said, no, I don't mean so much that. I just mean, like, the whole, you know, air of these guys not working well together anymore. We already know that they're not having any fun. We heard that from an Eagle player.
Right.
Apparently he knows all about what goes on inside there.
No, I always say this. If it were true that he wasn't allowed in and the door was locked, even if it were a mistake. Let's say it was a mistake. It was just a miscommunication. Is Jimmy Garoppolo going to go on the Gary and Larry show and be like, yeah, no, that did happen. I did get locked out once. He's not going to say that.
No. I did, and even if he did, I mean, that's more of a Guerrero thing than it is a Patriots thing.
Yes.
And I do not count them in the same.
Well, it's a Brady thing.
Okay, fine.
All right, so Gary and Larry continue the hard-hitting questions.
Nice.
They asked Garoppolo about being in a position to recruit free agents to San Francisco.
I'm kind of wondering, how comfortable are you being an active free agent recruiter? And do you have guys around the league who have already kind of reached out to you? Without naming names, you have guys who have reached out and said, hey, man, I'd love to play with you in San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's kind of how this thing goes. Guys reaching out to guys more than coaches and executives, really. But, you know, I've had, just in the last 48 hours, to be honest, I've had texts, I've had messages from guys, and they're excited about it. I mean, it's a place that, why wouldn't you want to be here? It's gorgeous outside year-round. We're a young, upcoming team, and we got a phenomenal coaching staff. So, it's an exciting time out here in the Bay Area.
It's exciting. It's not gorgeous year-round.
It's lovely here at all times.
Summers are cold. You know what Mark Twain said, don't you, McCone?
I don't.
You don't know what Mark Twain said about San Francisco?
No.
Coldest winter he ever spent was a summer in San Francisco. Don't be fooled, free agents. Very chilly.
Yeah, do you believe him? That other free agents are, like, reaching out to him
absolutely
now?
Absolutely not.
No, I don't believe anything he says.
I absolutely believe him. They have $100 million in cap space.
I find Jimmy to be disingenuous.
I reject the notion that there are free agents
mildly
reaching out.
Disingenuous.
To him.
On the topic,
like he.
So they're calling the quarterback.
Yeah,
like he hasn't.
Go tell him I want to come here.
He's been there for 15 minutes.
He's the franchise. Doesn't matter. He's the guy. He's more the franchise than Kyle Shanahan's the franchise right now.
I don't reject it like Beadle does. I'd say it's possible, but you can tell by the way he answered it. Okay, McCone, can you roll it back just where he said? Yeah.
I'm kind of wondering, how comfortable are you being an active free agent recruiter? And do you have guys around the league who have already kind of reached out to you? Without naming names, you have guys who have reached out and said, hey, man, I'd love to play with you in San Francisco.
Yeah. That's kind of how this thing goes.
All right. Maybe it did.
Yeah. No, yeah, for sure.
Totally. Yeah.
No, it totally goes that way. That's exactly how it happened.
Not if he's lying about the weather, who knows what else he's lying
about. That's a
good point. All right, let's go.
If we can't get home, we'll stay here and have a few beers till the bar's closed at 2, and then we'll come back in here and party.
Uh,
being seen inside the garden during Blizzard of 78.
All right, finally, Peter King reporting that Andrew Luck got a shot of adrenaline when Josh McDaniels spurned the Colts. He says he wants to stick it to the Patriots. So it sounds like the rivalry is indeed back on.
Shot of adrenaline.
Is he ever going to play football again?
Yeah. Did he also have a shot of cortisone and a shot of Toradol and about 9 other shots that he needs in order to actually make that a reality? A shot of adrenaline is great. Wonderful. It woke Uma Thurman up. I'll give it credit for
right
that.
Right in the chest.
Yeah. But beyond that, how long does that adrenaline last? Does it mean anything in games?
Oh, 6 or 7 minutes at least.
When you're not playing the Patriots?
Who gave him the shot? Was it Irsay? Did Irsay give it to him?
Was it Eric Stoltz?
What does that mean? Buddy, you should be focused on playing again.
John Travolta gave him the shot of adrenaline. I need a pen. A what? A pen! A felt tip pen! A magic marker! He ended up using a China marker. Who keeps a China marker around the house?
Got the job done.
It did.
Three. Michael Rister Rask will go down and gobble it up on his knees.
Is that Judd Surratt's official welcome to the Sports Hub? I don't feel he's been officially welcomed.
Yeah. That is his Bergeron shovels it in a little deeper moment, like Gosh had.
Not appropriate.
Well, can we play that again?
No, we cannot. I'm saving all of us. Nope. One and done. Let's get on with our lives. Moving on. What do we got next, Beetle? More JD.
Where did that come from?
When did Saturday's game?
What's wrong with you? You sat home and listened to the radio call on a Saturday? Just listening for Judd Surratt to say something. Just
listen, we have great producers
with
here. Whoever was in the game Saturday grabbed it and saved it for us.
Was it Jeremy?
I don't know. I can check.
You guys are sick.
Oh, man. 617-779-0985. Hardy and I are watching the Olympics here in studio. Are we not? Do we not have the Olympics on?
We're looking at the ski jumping.
Let's talk a little Olympics after this.
Oh, good.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
Go ahead.
Yeah. About.
Yeah.
So, but.
Yeah.
What was that?
Zolak and Bertrand. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
/11:53 here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hardy in for Zoe. Catch any of the Olympics this weekend, Hardy? Jim asked me this question this morning.
A little bit. Walked by the TV a couple of times while it was on. Glanced up. Oh, look at that. It wasn't the biathlon. It was the, what do they call it? It's like ski-a-thon. It's just a long skiing race. What's it called? You watched it.
Wait, what is it?
Yes, guys out on cross-country skis for like an hour. It just looks like absolute hell.
Was it called cross-country skiing?
But
they had guns, too.
No, right? That's a biathlon. What's the long cross-country ski race called? Ask Jeeves. Long cross-country.
Cross-country skiing.
No, it was called the skeethalon or something. Anyway, whatever.
Skeethalon. Really?
I'm looking right now. You,
oh, the skiathlon.
Skiathlon.
The 30 kilometer skiathlon.
Yes. I watched the end of that. It was thrilling.
Which is cross country skiing.
And I went 1, 2, 3. Own the medal podium. It was great.
What's your take on the Olympics, Jim? Because you had a reason for asking me this question this morning. Mm.
I usually love the Olympics. I could care less this year.
So you're out on that, too.
Yes,
Jim's out
baseball
on the Red Sox.
The Olympics.
He's out on the Olympics. He's out on everything right now.
Oh, no, I watched the Celtics yesterday.
Okay.
I was in on the Celtics, the Bruins.
Right. But you're out on the Olympics, and you usually like the Olympics?
I love the Olympics, yeah.
He likes everything.
It's really
curling,
annoying.
I love curling.
It's really an annoying trait about Jim.
Has anyone seen Trenny yet?
I have not.
Because
I did not see any
she's
curling.
Covering curling for NBC, right?
Yes. But I don't know if that makes it onto the big network.
Mm.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I only watched it on the main NBC, and that's where I saw the skiathlon. And this morning you and I are watching some women's ski jumping, and that's it. Here's what I did see this morning that they were celebrating. And again, my benchmark for what's going on in the world, and it's been this way ever since I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I figure if the world ends overnight, I will know by turning on the Today Show. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm not saying it's trustworthy.
But it's there.
It's just there, right? It's like your favorite pizza, right? It may not be the best pizza in the world, but it's the one that you can just, it's comfort food, right? So more often than not, at some point in the morning, the Today Show will be on in the background of my house. I turned it on today, and since they are the network that's hosting the Olympics, it's all about the Olympics, all about the Olympics, and not one word, oh, celebrating, oh, the women snowboarding last night, blah, blah, not one mention of the fact that it was so cold and dangerous that a number of the athletes competing in the women's snowboard last night didn't even finish their attempt. They're like, nope, it's too windy. I'm going to get blown over sideways and kill myself. Go ahead, just give the medal to somebody else. But they had to do it because, of course, like anything else, at the end of the day, it's about money. Nope, we can't afford not to show this right now. That's what we planned on.
Didn't they cancel events there yesterday?
Well, they didn't cancel the women's snowboard. And a lot of, like 41 of the 50 competitors ended either in a crash or falling or just quit before their run was even over. And that sucks. I'll watch the halfpipe tonight. Men's halfpipe, I think, is tonight. I'd like to see what Shaun White can do. He got shut out at the last Olympics. I'll glance at that. Nothing else on tonight. We got no Bruins, no Celtics tonight.
I don't think Jim is alone here. Ratings down 15%. Early ratings down 15% from 4 years ago and down 20% from 8 years ago.
So what's the time change? Like right now, are we watching this live?
This is recorded. This is not live.
But it's nighttime.
They're 14 hours ahead. So right now it's 2 a.m. there.
So they don't have these women going down the ski jump at 2 o'clock in the morning local time.
No, they do not. Mm. It's 2 a.m.
So
in Pyeongchang.
Is most stuff on a delay then?
Well, if you're watching at night after like 10 p.m., it's live.
I would think after 8 p.m.
Well, so a lot of it is. They're mixing in. They'll put the little live icon on the screen.
Oh, that's how you know.
Because I think the hockey has something to do with it.
Daytime events over there are being broadcast live in primetime on the East Coast.
Okay. That's fine.
Which gives me a couple of thoughts here. Number one, you're they right. could have done hockey and done it live. They could have played daytime games.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they start at 10 or 11 p.m. at night, that's not outrageous. You would get people watching those games. You could have done hockey. The time difference is not the reason for hockey. Don't let anyone fool you into believing that.
They don't like to show hockey primetime, though. Generally, they like to show hockey like afternoon, don't they?
Well, I'm just saying that don't tell me that the reason why they didn't do it there is because of the time difference. You would have had
who's the one athlete? You just said Shaun White, but who's the one person you're tuning in for? I don't have that person I'm saying, you know what? This person's going to perform at this time. I want to watch that person perform.
Well, they're really pushing Mikayla Shiffrin. Not sure if you noticed that.
Oh, yeah, I noticed that.
They're really pushing that particular part of the Olympics.
I have not noticed that because I don't know who you're talking about. Which one is that?
She's a skier.
What does she do?
Alpine, ski racer. Boom. Fast.
She the young one?
Yes, she's one of those record-breaking youngest champions.
She's the one that just got word that she was going, like, late? There was a local skier who found out late that
no,
she was going.
No, she's from Colorado.
Okay.
Schiffer.
And there
she's
was
like 22 now.
Oh, no.
She was young in the last Olympics.
No, there was a snowboarder who had to wait until she was of age before they could actually put her on the team. And I think she did very well last night. But again, tough for me to know for sure because I'm with Jim. Normally I'll watch some of it and have an interest in some of it. There's no one singular event, though, Beetle, in the Winter Olympics that makes me have to watch. The Summer Olympics, I will watch the men's final of the 100 meter. Because you know definitively
there's like an event that you care that much about. See, I'm more of the, I'll just tune in and see what's going on, I'm perfect for the networks. They want everyone to be like me.
Look, there's only one.
What do you got on the Olympics tonight?
Something about Costas not being there, too, that makes it seem less important.
Oh, I am all for Costas not being there.
Some British lady was on doing the intro, and I was like, what is this? Are we watching the BBC or is this NBC?
Okay, Mike Tirico's been all over it, so you obviously haven't been watching enough. You told us you weren't watching. You got to watch some more. Mm-hmm. Tirico's been replacing everything that Costas was doing, and it's so much better, and it's so much less snobby. The Olympics have become more accessible without Bob Costas there. I don't feel like I'm getting talked down to or lectured every 3 minutes by Bob Costas. In fact, I have more on this, more on the broadcasting of the Olympics. We'll continue this conversation after Sports Hub headlines. What time is B-Rob checking in? 12:20?
12:20.
All right, we're talking to B-Rob at 12:20. We'll get back to the Celtics with him.